Hello, hello, my beautiful human, and welcome to the Soul Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jacobo. I'm a soul mentor, a fur mama, a ceviche lover, an Aries sign, and forever, your breathwork BFF. Around here, we dive deep into soul work, embodiment, healing, energy, and all the tools to help your soul vibe so dang high, no one can mess with your vibe. This podcast is your daily dose of reminders, realness, and practicality to help you conquer it all. So get ready for some epic conversations, some heart-to-heart chats. Get ready to own your power and connect with the most powerful version of yourself. You know what time it is. It's time for some soul activation. Let's freaking do this. Hello, hello, hermosa gente. Hello, beautiful people. Hello, buenos dias, good morning, good afternoon, buenas tardes. Whatever time you are listening to this episode on, I am so, so freaking happy that you are here. So thank you. Thank you for being here. All right. On today's episode, I'm super pumped, and it's the kind of energy of like, let's freaking go. And I'm so, so pumped, and I'll share with you why. We are counting down the days until 2023. And is anybody else as weirded out by this as me, where it's like, what the heck? Like, how? It was just January. It was just January. And what? Like, we're getting ready for Christmas. I still can't believe. Actually, how many days is it till the end of the year? Where's my phone? Let's ask Siri really quick. How many days are left until the end of the year?
It's 25 days until then.
25 days left until then. By the way, my Siri does have an accent because I think accents are so freaking cool. So Siri does have an accent on my phone. But we have 25 days left until the end of the year. What? Like, it still blows my mind. And with that energy, if you're anything like me, you're like, okay, you're already thinking about 2023. Why? Because I don't know. That's just the way our brain works. And if you're not like me and you're like, huh, I wasn't thinking about it, Crystal. Well, now I'm going to get you thinking on it. But what one of my biggest beliefs is if we don't know what we want from the year, it's almost like me inviting you to come visit me and I don't give you my directions. I'm like, you know, I live by the house right next to the tree. What? Like, that's not going to help you at all. You're just going to be driving and driving. What tree? You know, the house by the tree. Like, we're driving and we're moving, but are we going anywhere? Like, that's the question when I think about life. I think you can easily be moving. You can easily be busy. But are you doing anything that's bringing you fulfillment? Are you doing anything that's bringing you happiness? Because you know my biggest motto in this life is taking care of yourself. Because when you pour onto yourself, the world gets the best of you and not what's left of you. That's the biggest life motto that I have. And that's what we're doing for this episode. We're gonna dive into three simple questions that you can ask yourself right here, right now, that can help you leverage to have the most epic 2023 of your life. And as the year is coming to an end, I was reflecting on these questions myself. And these are kind of the questions that help me really go from, oh, like, what comes next, to getting on that vibe that we talk about so much, that vibing so dang high, no one can mess with your vibe. It's usually the F word in there, but no one can F with your vibe. Like, that is the vibe that I want for me, for you, for all of us. I want us to vibe so dang high. Literally, we do not give an F what anybody thinks about us. That is what I wish for you. This happiness, this fulfillment, this inner confidence of you seeing yourself in the mirror and saying, damn, I'm really doing this. Like, I'm really putting myself first so that my kids get the mom that they deserve. My partner gets the wife that he deserves. My boyfriend gets the partner that they need. Like, the people around me get the human being that they deserve. That I am living in the body of the woman that I deserve. Or man, if you're a man listening to this episode. So that's the kind of energy that we're going into this episode, 2023 vibes, because you heard Siri with its accent and all, 25 days left until the end of the year. So getting into it, one of the first things that I want you to remember as you're going into 2023 is honoring the season that you're in. So many of us, and I used to be so freaking guilty of this. I used to just be like, I'm so ready for this. I'm so ready for this energy. And I would just kind of forget the season that I was in. I would, whether it was stepping into a health journey or college or school, like I would be like, I'm so ready. Let's do this. Let's do this. But I would never honor the woman that got me here. Because whether you're in a journey of losing weight or a journey of stepping into becoming a mom or perhaps being a mom to like a middle schooler or an elementary or a new mom because you had two kids and now you're adding a third baby, like they're all new seasons. They're all new seasons. And I think we have to slow down, and it is so necessary to honor the season and the woman who got me here. I am stepping into a season of expansion. And actually this morning, I was sobbing in my desk crying, because when we're in seasons of stepping into something new, it doesn't matter if it's good. It's still new. It's still unfamiliar. And when it's unfamiliar, the brain still freaks out because it doesn't know the outcome. And when it doesn't know the outcome, it still feels scared. And it can easily trick you into what is happening? Are we ready for this? Are we ready for this? But let me tell you this here loud and so freaking proud. If the dream is in you, it's for you. If the vision was given to you, you have the tools to make it part of your reality. So in all seasons of life, whether you're in a season of stepping into something brand new, like becoming a mom or having a 2-year-old or two children that finally walk and you might have a little bit more freedom, all the seasons are new. But before we can fully embrace that season, we have to slow down and honor this woman here, the woman that got us here. So my first thing that I want you to do stepping into 2023 is I want you to grab a piece of paper and I want you to grab a pen and I want you to write a letter to yourself. To this woman right here, the woman that you are right now, what has she put up with? What has she overcome? What are you proud of her for doing? And I don't want you to overthink this and think, well, what am I? It's the smallest things. Like for all you moms out there, I admire you so, so much, because being a mom isn't easy. Being a mom isn't like a job that you get a manual and you get a handbook and you go, here you go. Here's your kid. Here's the rule books. Like, go have fun. You are all figuring it out. You're all doing your own thing and trying to do what's best for your child and yourself. You've accomplished so many things. Like the first time you fed them, the first time you changed them, the first time you bathed them, the first so many of things that you did. So looking at your life, what are you proud of yourself for? What have you already overcome? Like, what do you want to tell this woman here? So if you haven't done this exercise yet, I think I've talked about this episode. Oh my gosh. I think I've talked about this exercise a few times now on the show, but have time for yourself. Sit down and write yourself this letter. Start with your name, Dear Crystal, Dear Jennifer, Dear Leslie, like whatever name, like write your name, your middle name, whatever you call yourself, and write your letter. You have no idea how much life has changed. And talk to yourself, to the being that you are right now, and honor her. I am so proud of you. End the letter with, I am so proud of you. We have so much more to learn and so much more to come, and things are changing, but I'm there with you. Honor this woman and take this energy into 2023. The energy where you feel worthy. You've already overcome so many of us. And I know I'm so guilty of this, but growing up, I used to think something to be proud of myself was something big, like achieving or getting a degree or doing something big, big, big. Now, the amount of times I celebrate myself is probably crazy. People probably think I'm crazy. But I celebrate myself for making myself lunch. Like, I could easily grab something, but I'm making myself a snack. I celebrate myself when I record an episode. I celebrate myself when I choose to go out on a walk and move my body. I celebrate myself for the things that I could easily choose not to do, but I'm doing them. So what are those things that you want to celebrate yourself for? So number one, that is the first question. It's not a question, it's an exercise, but that's the first exercise I want you to do going into 2023 and ending the year, is honor her, the woman that has gotten us here. All right, number two, what I want you to do is I really want you to ask yourself, this is more of a reflection question, but I really want you to slow down and ask yourself, what rules am I following? We as human beings, and I've noticed this like a few months ago, but I was reflecting on this and I was like, huh, we all are following some type of rules. Like the rule of I should have my house clean 24/7 because that's what I think I should do. Or the rule of I need to make sure my kids are dressed and well-combed and making sure everything's good and they look super, super good. They don't get dirty because that's just the way it has to be. Or the rules of I can't post the side of me that's super silly on social media because I'm going to look weird and I'm a mom. Or maybe like I don't want people to see me like this. Like what rules are you still following? What invisible rules, I should say, are you holding yourself back with? Like, I want you to think of your persona. Like, what makes them happy? What makes them excited? And then think of the rules that are keeping you stuck in that little box. And I'll say this specifically because when things started growing in our company and when the podcast started doing better and, you know, things started happening fast, I almost started living by this invisible rule of like, I have to be a professional all the time. I have to be a professional all the time. And I didn't know this, but the way I was changing, the way I was forcing myself to quote unquote think to be professional, I was literally holding myself back from being me. Because you guys know me, like, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know, like, I spent half the time dancing in my kitchen, singing karaoke, like not having a flow, not just doing whatever lights me up. But I had this persona or like this imaginary role that I had to do it a certain way. And I was causing myself not to fully be me. So I want you to think about you, like who are you? What excites you? What makes you happy? And then ask yourself, huh, is there any rules that I'm living by? Any invisible rules that I'm living by because I think I have to have those rules? Like, is there any invisible rules that you're living by? And ask yourself, why? Why are those my rules? And what would happen if I break them? What would happen if you just forget about the house? Like, one of the biggest rules that I think in our culture being, like, being a freaking Latino is having the damn house clean. I remember my mom's house, like, literally smells like freaking cloro. And every time I would, keep in mind, my mom would be at home all day. I used to be a school teacher and I would get up at 4 a.m. I would go work out. I would come home. I would shower. Then I would drive to school. I would get my job done. I would get out at 4:30. I was exhausted. I would come home and my house wasn't clean. And I still felt so guilty, like guilty, 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 because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to clean it. I have to clean it. I have to clean it. Yeah, that was my mom's rule. It wasn't mine. I had a job. I was working. I was exhausted. I deserve to come home and rest. But no, what was I doing? Coming home and mopping and sweeping and doing this and this and this. Literally ending the day with feeling exhausted, not even having a minute to myself because these are the rules that I was living by. So when it comes to rules, oh my gosh, it started raining. I don't know. Can you guys hear this? It's literally pouring outside. Oh, how cool. How freaking cool. But when it comes to like living these rules, like what rules are you putting on yourself to hold yourself back? Because remember, this is your life, your rules, your possibilities. It is your life, your rules. Like that's going to be the theme that I'm going to end the year with. Your life, your rules. There's no, you have to, you need to. No. It's whatever you want to do. Your life, your rules. So that's the second question I want you to ask yourself when it comes to ending the year. And then the third thing that I have for you to do is really remember that you get to free yourself from the world. Now you're saying, Crystal, well, what does that even mean? Okay. I want you to remember that you can't mess this up. You can't mess up life. you get to show up the way you want to in whatever capacity you want to. Meaning, when those rules are gone, when you start living by your own rules, the things that you want to do, your own excitements, it is not your problem what people think. And I know that's easier said than done because we still care. We care what people think. We still worry what people think. But here's the truth. Are you guys ready for this? Here is the truth. How you see me, I cannot change it. No matter what I do, you will still perceive me how you want to see me. Let me say that again. How you see me, I cannot change it. No matter what I do, you will still perceive me how you want to. So I really want you to let those words marinate into your body. No matter what you do in this world, the world is still going to perceive you however the heck they want to. Like, I could go out and, I don't know, let me think of, I could go out and pass out goodie bags and food and hang out and pass it out to all the homeless in the streets, right? And then people are going to say, well, she's only doing that for this, this, and this. Or I could not do that. And then people are going to say, well, she could be doing this and passing out food for the homeless. Like, regardless of what you do, somebody's going to have an opinion. And I think when you really resonate or like let those words and you sit with them, you realize you're never going to please everyone. So why not please yourself? Why not say, F what everybody thinks? What do I want to do? And really free yourself from this pattern. And when life gets tough and when you want to do things that are uncomfortable or that are quote unquote not yours, like I want to wear this funky dress, or I want to wear this cute skirt, but this is not how I normally dress. Like, people are going to see me different. Like, and all the fears start creeping in. We remember how the world sees me. I cannot change it. I could literally wear a button-up shirt and nice slacks and people are going to say, well, she's so covered up. She looks like, I don't know, she's dressed like a grandma. Or I could dress like a grandma and people are going to say, oh my gosh, she's so conservative. Why doesn't she dress her age? Like, at the end of the day, we're never going to please people. So when you remember that concept, really embodying these three perspectives as the year is ending and really like just liberating yourself from everything else. So that's what I have for you on this episode. It's three simple concepts, three simple questions, three simple perspectives, call it what you want to call it, to really help you step into 2023. I can't even talk. 2023 and make it the best year ever. Free and true to you. So again, the perspectives is number one, honor your season. Sit down, write your letter, honor you. Perspective number two is really ask myself, like, what invisible rules am I holding myself back with? What invisible rules am I using to guilt myself, to judge myself? And really, why? Break free from those rules. And perspective number three is free yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're never going to make everybody happy, whether it's your in-laws, whether it's your family, whether it's people at work, people that you know, people from church. I don't know where you meet people. Like, you're never going to make people happy. And truly remember this concept that how you see me, that we cannot change. I cannot change how you see me. No matter what I do, you will still perceive me how you want to perceive me. And with that statement there said, if you need to write it down, girl, write it down. Put it on a sticky note, put it on your wall and remember it. In the morning when you wake up, read it. Like, let those words marinate and really remember, you can't mess this up. You get to be you unapologetically in whatever capacity, whatever form that looks like. You get to be you in whatever form, whatever capacity that looks like. You can't mess it up. You cannot mess it up. My biggest goal for you with this podcast, with the company, with the work that we do, with everything and how we show up, is to truly remind you that you can't mess this up. You get to be you unapologetically you. And even if you're in a season where you're like, Crystal, I don't even know who the heck I am. Beautiful. Beautiful. That means you get to discover yourself. But don't let the world tell you who to be. Because I did that. I did that for so many freaking years. I did that. And I never wish that upon anybody else. For you listening to this episode, I wish you all the happiness. I wish you all the beautiful things in the world. And I wish you to live from a place where you say, this is who I am. I know who I am. I can tell you who I am. I feel it in my heart and I know who I am. And when you know who you are, that is the biggest power that you can contribute to the world, is knowing who you are to the core. All right, my beautiful human listening to this episode, I hope this episode resonated with you. I hope this episode lit a fire under your booty and you're like, yes, yes, yes. 2023, bring it on, because it's going to be an epic year, an epic, epic year. Also, if you haven't heard, if you haven't watched my Instagram stories, we are having our annual in-person event in 2023. Galentine's, our in-person experience. It just got bolder. It just got bigger. We just added concepts. We are doing the damn thing. So if you're listening to this episode and you want to come out, it's happening in California. We have people that are flying in from Texas. We have people that are flying in from Utah. We have people that are flying in from Canada. Like, this is going to be the event where it's going to change everything. You're going to meet a community. You're going to dive into your own concepts. You're going to dive into your self-worth, your embodiment. Girl, we're having Goddess Night at Galentine's this year. Goddess Night. When you purchase your ticket, make sure you add Goddess Night. It is next level, and I can't wait for you to experience it. So I'll see you in February in person. And for the meantime, I'll see you on the next, or I'll talk to you on the next Soul Radio episode. All right, I love you so, so much. I can't wait to talk to you soon. And just remember that I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you always, today and always. All right, sending you so, so much love. A big, big hug. And not the little scrumpy ones, but the ones that squeeze you really, really, really freaking tight. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.